My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Darren Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Where the monsters go, Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two cools for everyone.
They learned how to surf, get out, get a mash.
We were a surfer smash. The graveyard six were quiet at home, fighting the waves on.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
Final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away, downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. returning. Then it switched to the recognition call, mixed with the fighting call, and they were coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is planning that final teasing drive. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds, and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and us are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from east. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances, as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
Have no fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the vampire, you made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, you got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acupuncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad-looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey,
honey, did he hurt you last night?
She said, no, you fool. He's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks? His mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goon. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her. All it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy of yours truly knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together. again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean, a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morn, a poor little baby child is born. His mama cried. Cause there's one thing that she don't need is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Why, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? And the world. And the hungry little boy with the runny nose plays in the streets as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight. One night in desperation, a young man breaks away. He buys a gun and steals a car. He tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. A crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Hey, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? As her young man died on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto. Yeah.
Thank you.
Repulsive to me, yeah. My little lady's so obnoxious. revolting and disgusting and repulsive to me. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what's her trip. Oh, she better can it quick. Oh, well, I never sing. Maybe it doesn't anymore. I think I'll just pretend like I don't know her. You know my baby likes burping. You know my baby is really sexy.
By the stream.